710 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Chris Dosev. He is a Marine veteran, and he is the chairman of the General Chappie James Memorial Foundation. Chris, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. First of all, let me tell you, I'm so thrilled about this. I'm so, you know me, I love military aviation. I love honoring General James. I love what the renderings are showing about this monument off the northeast corner of the flyover, right there in the kind of the laydown area that's vacant right now to the north and west of the visitor center. It's the perfect location for this. I'm just thrilled that this is coming to pass. So congratulations on all the work that went into this.
Thank you very much. Our team is very proud of our efforts, and we're getting all the component parts together, and what can I tell you? We're very, very excited.
It's always wild to see. You get a big vision of something, and then it finally eventually comes to pass, and it's just cool. And, the jet is over at the museum right now. The wings have been put back on, and it's in the process of refurbishment. I know it's got to wait till after the bridge is done, but you haven't figured out a date yet, right, for when you're going to try to install this thing?
It is truly dependent on Skanska and the work that's going to be done there. They have an anticipated time of, say, departure sometime in October of this year. But again, who has a crystal ball? Who knows what this hurricane season is going to be like, what kind of weather delays there might be. But we're going to accommodate whatever schedule they provide us, because we've spoken to them, and we're looking to barge the aircraft that's currently at the Naval Aviation Museum from Naval Air Station Pensacola to its resting, or its position there as a static display in the area just north of that Pensacola Visitor Center.
Yeah, the last barge trip Skanska is going to do for us is to take the airplane over to the landing site, which I love. And by the way, I know it's never going to happen, but there is like the imaginative kid in me that thinks it would be amazing to see the Chappie James statue, the plane, and the flag all traveling across the bay on a barge. I mean, just like that would be an amazing visual. I do have questions.
Yeah.
I do have a question though about and we were talking about this morning. When I look at the renderings, and I look at the angle of, there's a little bit of an angle to the embankment on the flyover, and I'm thinking about visibility of the jet at that height, and just based on looking at the renderings plus the sidewall as you fly over, the reason I wanted to have you on is because it looks to me like you're going to see it on the approach, and then as you turn left to go across towards town, I worry that uh-huh. you're not going to be able to see it right when you're at the closest point. Like, you're going to lose sight of it at that moment. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're correct. In a sense that the approach, it's probably the best way to describe it, right? Your approach into the town on that, say, straight portion of the bridge before it starts to make that curve, that left turn, easy curve onto Gregory. By that point, it's at your 2 or 3 o'clock, and you're going to lose sight of that. But this is what we have included, right? As you come in and approach, you're greeted by the general. That the plaza is projected to be 10 feet high. The pedestal is another 10 feet. And then the statue itself is a 10-foot tall statue, okay? But as you come onto that approach, that aircraft, the way the aircraft's positioned, it'll look like it's joining on you as you enter into the city. So that was part of the plan.
I love that part. Yeah,
like make it almost seem as though the general in the cockpit is accompanying you into your visit into Pensacola.
So, and I love the design of the flag catches your attention, then you see the jet, and then you see the general there standing at you, welcoming you to the city. I guess what I was thinking about is, like, when I'm on I-10, and I'm coming west, and I'm going past the Skyhawk at the rest center there, and you see it in the distance, and then you approach, and you get right up next to it, and then you can watch it as you're going past it. You know, a kid's looking out the side of the window, amazed by seeing a blue angel there. And is there any way we can raise it a little so that, I want to be able to see it the whole time, and I know we're way into the design phase at this point, but is there any way to make it just a little bit higher so that we don't lose sight of it at all?
Well, there are restrictions, and I'll tell you what specific restrictions are. It's not so much we could raise it to whatever we say wanted to if we had the geographic area to do it. So you build a plaza, right? And given ADA restrictions, you have to have a ramp to get to the top functioning portion of the plaza. And so that's a bit of a limitation. And it's a significant limitation because there's only so much room in that area, that the proposed site. And so if you look at the rendering off to the right side, you'll see that ramp, and it curves around on that right side all the way to say the And so that does create an issue, because we pretty much have done everything we could to make that ramp to accommodate that, but that's about all the length that's available between the roadway that brings you into the park and the other roadway that feeds you into 17th Avenue under the bridge.
Okay. Well, I great work on this. I love the imagery. I love the theme. I love the welcome. All of it. I mean, great work to you guys, you and your board that put this together. If there does turn out to be anybody that comes up with a genius idea of how to raise the pedestal a little bit, I know you'd be all for it. So if that can be done, great. Otherwise, I'm going to love it as it is. Chris Dosa, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, in the big scheme, you know, that's what that particular rendering is a compilation of the software, the engineering software, and so that's why we have the perspectives and ability to see the things the way we've seen it there. And we've done everything we could, and we'll see how it plays out, you know. But I appreciate your support, and I'm glad that you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah. No, and I love – it's a silly little thing, but I love the bank, the fact that it's on a bank. You know, that's perfectly fits what you were talking about with Channel 3, and you just mentioned a moment ago, the joining up with him as you're coming into town. It's a beautiful thing. Chris Dosev, he is the chairman of the Chappie James Memorial Foundation and a Marine veteran. Chris, thanks for the work. Thanks for your service, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Have